Well, the other day, a friend was telling me that their mom is thinking of moving into a senior's residence. And the first thing that went through my head was, can you even do that right now? And I mean, really, who wants to move during a pandemic, especially into a place where you could be more at risk? And how do you even go about choosing a residence when, I mean, I don't know, but I would think they're not exactly welcoming visitors right now, you know, to check out the place. So then my next thought was, Matt Delvecchio can answer these questions. Matt Delvecchio is just an all-around wonderful guy. He is the owner of Leanna's Senior Transition Support. He is the co-host of Life Unrehearsed, which you hear here on CJAD 800, now Saturdays at 3 o'clock. Matt Delvecchio joins us now. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Natasha.
How are things? I'm thinking this must be a very interesting time to be doing what you do.
Interesting indeed.
Interesting. Is that like, are you biting your lips, your tongue a little bit when you say that?
Well, no, certainly it's anxious times for a lot of people, just for exactly what you just brought up, you know.
So, Matt, maybe you could tell us, I was thinking, I'm like, it's an interesting time to be doing what you do, but maybe tell us first and foremost, what is it that you do exactly?
Well, what we do is we help families with their loved ones. Moms and dads, when they're considering transitioning into a senior's residence, and that could be simply from independent living all the way up to assisted living and long-term care. So it's a free service. We do all the tours. We do all the homework and try to make it this tough decision a little bit easier by informing them.
Okay. And so where are things at right now? Like, can you move into a senior's residence right now? Is that still an option for those who are considering it?
Yeah, it really has opened up. You can move. So that's not a problem. There are some that residents, particularly the higher care CHSLDs, that are a little more strict in terms of visiting, but move-ins are certainly happening. I think what we're seeing, Natasha, is just like that mom you were talking about. If for those proactive couples or individuals considering downsizing and moving into an independent living residence, that has really slowed down. People are saying, you know what, we're going to stay at home a little longer. We're going to let things settle down. And conversely, as a result of many people choosing to stay home longer, mm-hmm. what we are seeing, especially in my world these days, is people moving in that have to. They need more care, and they're looking for assisted living or even CHSLD. So we're seeing a lot of demand for that type because people are staying at home perhaps longer than they should be.
Okay, and when that happens, it has to happen fairly quickly, right, Matt?
That's right. So that's more reactive mode instead of proactive. And so we're glad we could absolutely help families, but it's much more tense, anxious, a little more emotional. And so we always recommend to try to be as proactive as you can.
So sort of gather the information ahead of actually needing it.
Exactly.
Okay. We're speaking with Matt Delvecchio, owner of Leanna's Senior Transition Support. You know him as a co-host of Life Unrehearsed here on CJAD 800. Matt, when the city was holding its press conference at 1:30 today, Sonia Bélanger from the CIUSSS du Centre Sud went through the outbreaks. And so right now there's 54 in the CHSLDs, 44 in the RPAs, I think it was 28 in the RIs. And she said, this is a slight increase. You know, on the whole, we seem to have a handle on things, but the situation is still very fragile. What do people need to know about COVID-19 and that situation if they are considering moving into a residence?
Yeah, I would just add to that, it's amazing. Some of the stats that are just coming out, I get a daily report, like that government report, about new cases of COVID in CHSLDs and RPAs. And when I say RPA, that's more of your traditional seniors residence, whereas a CHSLD would be long-term care and nursing home. But just in today's report, there are only four new cases of COVID in all CHSLDs. There's 40,000 people living in CHSLDs in the province, and there's only four new cases today. There was only six new cases yesterday.
That's
so
huge.
It's really encouraging. And look, I'm no doctor, but you have to think. Now, all residents in CHSLDs have been vaccinated at least once, many of them not twice. But it you know, this is probably having a very, very positive effect on these numbers. That being said, you know, in a CHSLD and seniors residences, visitations are very, very strict, usually limited to caregivers and family members. You know, there's full protocols, sanitizing your hands to go in. So that is still there. However, if people need to transition, they don't have a choice. There may be physical reasons or cognitive reasons. You do have options right now to move into these residences.
Okay. And so what's your starting point? Like, is it sort of trying to match the right place to the person?
Yeah, exactly. There's a whole bunch of criteria depending on what level of care they're at. So we always start with care. And, you know, what type of care is needed, not just today, Natasha, but we have to forecast, you know, future care. We don't want to move into a residence if we think there's going to be increased care requirements in a year or two. So we want to make sure where you're looking at can provide that care down the road. But beyond that, particularly for RPAs, you want to match culture and environment with the individual. Some people like the big residences where there's tons of activities and things going on in the pool. Others don't want that, and they want a much smaller atmosphere, more home-type environment. So that comes into consideration when we're looking. Food is always a big thing, Natasha. And what a lot of people don't know, there's complimentary lunches. They want you inside their residence so you could see the atmosphere, you could taste the food. Don't be afraid to ask for a complimentary lunch. They will be more than willing.
When we went to when we were choosing for my Nana, that food was everything. Like, it was top of the list, Matt.
Absolutely, it is
top priority. We don't have much time left, but I would just want to touch on vaccinations because we've also, you know, we're kind of stalled in that. What are you seeing? How is it going?
Yeah. So as I mentioned before, all the CHSLDs, if you're a resident of the CHSLD, you've been vaccinated. At least the 99.9% of people in CHSLDs have been vaccinated with the first shot. They're still waiting for the second shot.
Right.
But you could see with the numbers, they're really going down. That's very encouraging. Now, on the RPA side of things, they've just started in RPAs. I don't have the exact percentage.
Oh, they have. Okay, because I knew that had been delayed due to a lack of doses. So I'm glad to hear that's moving ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, I would say we're probably at about 20-25% of RPAs that have been vaccinated and waiting for more and more vaccinations. But there have been a lot of RPAs that have already got their first shot.
That's very encouraging news. Matt, I knew you would have the answer to these questions. It's great to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Natasha.
Okay, that is Matt Delvecchio from Leanna's Senior Transition Support. You also know him as co-host of Life Unrehearsed right here on CJAD 800. It's now on Saturdays, by the way, at 3 o'clock.